Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And how are you, Southern California? I hope you had a nice weekend. I always love Fridays because it's the best day of the week for me. It's a time to relax. I love Saturdays even better because there's nothing to do on Sunday. And then, well, I love Mondays because it's time to go back to work then, right? Oh, real good. Yes. Well, some strangeness in the air. No retrograde planets. No moon wobble. But what else is out there? Seems like there's something happening out there. Let's check our little ephemeris and see if I can pinpoint exactly what it is. Well, it's a full moon on Thursday at 5:02 in the morning in Aries and exactly square Neptune in Aries right there in the morning. And that's a weird one. That's a weird full moon because it's, of course, a sun opposed moon. And it's a T-square Neptune. So if you're feeling a little out of sync, it's this lunation that's upon us, this full moon, that'll happen at 5:02 in the morning on Thursday. So every day when you go outside and you look at the moon, you'll say to yourself, that's a weird moon out there. Charlton Heston's birthday's on Thursday. And we have Mercury going into Libra on Friday. So Venus went into Libra this morning. And the moon went into Pisces this morning. So, I've got a problem with Neptune right now. I don't know. Have you been feeling kind of, I don't know, like out of focus or kind of foggy or it's almost like you're stoned or you're loaded and you haven't taken anything. Something weird with all the planets going direct and no moon wobble and then this full Aries moon coming up. With the sun-moon opposition and the Neptune T-square, that makes you want to have to try a little bit harder to focus. I don't know if you notice lately, maybe you're not like me, but I can't put my finger on it, but it's almost like there's a recklessness in the air, or there's like a some kind of clumsiness out there. Like, have you ever known a Pisces? This reminds me of... Well, it's a bad comparison, but the difference between a sober man and a woman and somebody that's really drunk on their butt, you know, and the sober one, of course, walks upright, natural, no problem, everything's okay, and just looks great, posture, dresses well, and the one that's, like, drunk on their butt's, like, wobbling all over the place and, like, wounded and bumping into walls and falling all over themselves and stuff. That's kind of like the difference between negative Pisces energy and positive Pisces energy. And because Neptune is Lord of Pisces, and because it is in the sign of Capricorn right now, with the sun in Libra and the moon in Aries on Thursday, T-square that Neptune, you know, enough of us are already having a problem because so many of us out there have this Neptune in Libra thing where we're already having the Neptune square Neptune. If you were born in... For example, 1947, 1948, 1949, 1950, 1951. Well, you're pretty close to being there as far as having this aspect in your horoscope where life right now may seem to be a little confusing or out of focus. And it's funny that I look around in life and so many of my friends, a lot of the men, have been married and do have children. But they're separated or divorced from their families and now they're all wrapped up with having to pay the child support, the alimony, and set up the visitation with the child, or there's a custody battle. So many women out there having their babies, trying to raise their children, or keep their career going, or make ends meet if there's no man around to help them. And God knows what the children are going through. A lot of these young folks coming out of college, trying to break into the job market, and are trying to get through school, are thinking about law school or med school or whatever. It seems today, especially with these planetary transits, that life is a little bit more difficult and confusing than normal. Just a very, very odd assortment of energies out there, specifically now with the moon in Pisces, square Mars and Gemini later today, and then that full moon coming up in Aries on Thursday. Yeah, I can feel a full moon coming. You know, I can feel some kind of distortion days before the full moon hits, especially when it's a weird T-square like that. Now, of course, before the full moon hits, there will be a moon trine Jupiter briefly Thursday morning at about 2 a.m. Well, actually, Wednesday night. But it's that T-square that concerns me because, for example, I know a lot of people lately that normally are alert and very defensive drivers have been complaining to me that they're having trouble staying focused on the road. You know, when all these energies are in the air, the accident rate and the rate of all kinds of distortion in our lives increases tremendously. That's why when I find myself driving lately, it's like I'm saying focus, 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 focus. It's like there's so many things in the car with the CD, with the radio, with the car phone, with the CB, with people in the car you're talking to or whatever. There's so many distractions that with these transits, the way they're going right now, it is absolutely essential that you pay really close attention to what's going on. I would have to venture to say that they will probably break a record on Wednesday night and Thursday night coming up this week as far as arrests for driving under the influence, reckless driving, and possession of drugs and alcohol in vehicles because of this type of aspect. Because usually when Neptune's involved in a major T-square with the sun and the moon and a full moon, people just have vibrations in their life where they feel off-center. They feel out of focus, out of sync. So they make clumsy mistakes, reckless mistakes. They might have a couple glasses of wine or a beer or couple shots of whiskey or smoke that joint or do that, you know, have a little setback in their lives and then go driving and you don't even have to have any drugs or alcohol in your body. You can just go driving. And it's like, it's a little bit harder to focus. You know, I'd always been concerned years ago, 10, 15 years ago, about Neptune in Capricorn because knowing that this, the age of Pisces is now over, and the age of Aquarius is upon us, we still have to deal with some of the leftover energies from the Piscean age. I mean, like, we've been whacked by this Piscean energy, and there's still a lot of work to do. Oh, unbelievable amount of work to do to recover the planet from some of the negative elements of the Piscean escapism, the Piscean negativism, the Piscean denial, and the Piscean cover-up, Piscean veil. I mean, Pisces has left us a tremendous legacy of psychic and spiritual awareness and God consciousness and messianic abilities and abilities to rise above and embrace. You know, once you get out of the hole and once you climb yourself out, you know, of that hole that sometimes people don't even know they're in, and you're able to get to a place where you can have some focus, where you're able to simplify things in your life and spend the time to nourish and nurture and love yourself and those around you, well, then I think you've made it. I think you've made it to a positive Piscean effect that can allow you to recover from some of the negative elements of this most recent age of Pisces. The problem that I feel that is upon us with all these planets in Capricorn right now, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, the sun moving into the big square of Uranus first, Venus will square Uranus, Mercury will square Uranus. We talked about this in past topics, that these Libra transits are going to square all these Capricorn planets, and then the Aries moon will be the full moon on the 4th. I think some of the problem here is that Capricorn, Aries, Libra, and Cancer are called the cardinal signs, or what I call the freight train to hell. You know, I was raised by a Cancer daddy and a mommy with Aries rising, who has Mars in Libra, and a daddy who's got five planets in Cancer, right? Mom's got Mercury in Capricorn. You know, I call this energy like the freight train to hell, because it's like the energy that I was raised with was like, let's go, don't stop, build, create, accumulate, accomplish, success, conquer, empire, power, dominate, control. You know, it's like that never ended. And as an astrologer, as a metaphysician, I try to have enough sense to recognize this in my own chart, having Venus in Cancer with Mars, Neptune, and rising in Libra, where I could have really created quite a mess. If I wouldn't have known about astrology, then I might have had a wife and five kids and a house and a major mortgage payment and bills up the gazoo, or in the worst case scenario, be divorced again with children I'm not able to see, child support and alimony. So talk about simplification, focus, and nurturing. It's really difficult to do that when you have a lot of responsibilities, which once again represent karma. People feel bad about themselves because they're alone. People feel terrible because their biological clocks are ticking and they're still not married and they still have no children. People feel awful because they still haven't got that real estate that they want or bought that house yet. But I have a friend, a neighbor named Bill, who he says to me, he says, Farley, if you ever want to get married or have children or buy a house, come over to my house and I'll talk to you first. This guy is a divorce lawyer. He's a liability lawyer. He's done some criminal law, and he's also been married, divorced, and has four kids. And wow, he is the number one guy as far as a karma teacher is concerned. He'll scare the dickens out of you. Because he loves his kids and he supports them and he's given them tons of money and tons of help and advice. But the point here is that still in all, with these current transits, a lot of people are making choices to expand, to complicate, to create complexities and lots of details in one's life that prevents you from having the simplicity, the focus, the centering, the grounding of what I call the synchronicity, and the time to nurture and nourish yourself and those that are already around you. That's why I rejoice sometimes the fact that I'm a bachelor. I used to feel terrible that I wasn't married, and I felt even worse that I wasn't a parent. But sometimes when I'm alone and I'm sitting there quietly and there's nobody out there to bother me, if I want to play with kids, I can go across the apartment building and I can go over there and talk to Renee or her little baby brother. And if I want to get involved in some children vibrations, then I can hang out with them. Or I can go visit some of my other friends, Jeff and Kathy, and play with Matthew for a while. And I can hang out with kids whenever I feel the need to be with kids. I coached for 10, 12 years in football and basketball. So I love kids. When I'm with them, I have a great time with them. But sometimes there's something about it where you don't miss it. Or, you know, I know people that have their children and they love their children and they wouldn't do anything without it. Then I do know other people that have families and children and they hate it. They're going crazy about it. And even though you might have kids right now and they're young, like let's say 10 or under, sometimes things get complicated when they become young adults and adults, or even older in their 30s and their 40s. But things change. Sometimes it takes 20, 30, 40 years for the karma to really surface in a family, or even in a relationship, or even a marriage, or even in a career. You see? So during these times, I always give myself the advice to stay focused, because I'm aware that the way the energies out there are clouding a lot of people's minds, that a lot of people have a lot on their minds, that a lot of people are drifting into worry and negative visualizations, where a lot of people are out there dreaming, okay? Negative Piscean elements. It doesn't help if you have Pisces planets or planets in the 12th house or an afflicted Neptune like I do. I've got afflicted Neptune in the 12th with a Mars in the 12th conjunct that Neptune. So I feel like super Pisces sometimes. And that full moon in Aries opposed the Sun in T-square Neptune in Capricorn is setting up a grand square and a grand cross on my Neptune on Thursday. So people are wondering why I've been keeping my head down lately and being to myself and being more of a hermit or more introvert. That's why. Because I just haven't been in the mood to be that sociable, I guess, or that outward. But I'll get better. at least I follow my transits and I understand what's going on. And I have certain prerequisites in my life. And that is, I like things fun. I like things happy. I like things simple. I like things loving and caring and adventurous and exciting. I don't like any negatives. So it's funny that people that will talk to you right now, a lot of people that are loaded with Gemini planets are really being pumped right now with energy because Mars is in Gemini. And this Pisces moon isn't helping them any. And these Capricorn transits aren't either because Neptune is quinx Mars right now. So people with Gemini and energy are just bustling with words and information, which sometimes sounds like problems. Now, if you're with somebody that's a Gemini or has Gemini planets, like I do, and they do have problems in their life and they express them, well, you might try to offer them solution or alternate lifestyle options to try to help them get out of their problems. In the same token, they don't realize they're setting themselves up, right? Especially other people with mutable planets like Virgo energy and Sag energy and Pisces energy will come out to their friends and try to seek help or solutions and end up talking about everything that's wrong or ever been wrong with their life and their dream and why it's never worked and why they've been depressed. Then you try to offer them solutions and then or try to be objective about what's happening with their life metaphysically or spiritually, and then they feel judged. Then they turn around and say, why are you judging me? And then the next statement out of my mouth oftentimes is, if you have problems, why don't you see a therapist? What are you bringing me your problems for? Because I think the mistake a lot of people with a heavy Gemini factor do is they try to discuss their problems with people that many of which down deep don't want to hear it. You know, problems sometimes may be meant for some people to solve. A lot of you out there do help your friends solve their problems. Then after a while, if they don't like what you say, then they will turn it against you and tell you that you're judging them. It's hard for them to tell a therapist they're judging them because they're paying that therapist. So a therapist comes out with some objectives. They've been trained in psychology and psychiatry, so they're not really in a position to judge. They have answers. See, but you're not a therapist. So when you come out with objective statements about what a person can do to be happier, then they turn around, they feel judged by you. So, you know, it's real risky business right now concerning human relations because A, the Libra transits, Libra means people. B, the Capricorn transits, Capricorn means karma. And C, the Aries full moon on Thursday, and Aries is the self, the ego, the I am. The where I fit in all this. So you're going to have a whole lot of people walking around crazy out of their mind this week and the last week and the next week from Sun in Libra now, Venus in Libra now, Mercury in Libra Friday, setting off all these squares to Uranus and Saturn and Neptune in Capricorn. And, you know, this month may be very difficult in human relations because people having communication problems. Now that is why, and I always try to reach a peak, or a pinnacle during each program where I tried to make a point in this topic, which is about simplification, focus, and nurturing, that when your life does seem to get a little bit too harsh, too hardcore, too intense, and you get in a situation where you are bugged by your mate, your children, your family, your friends, your career, whatever, the best thing to do is low-key this situation now. It's not a good idea to have a lot of sessions with people you know and love where problems and anger and stress is expressed. Like I say, if you want to try to improve your life, then the where you fix problems is internally. You know, when you go up to other people and tell them you have a lot of problems, what you're doing is you're announcing to them that you have problems. But if you're like me and you understand you have problems, but you work on them within, that's how the solution is designed, in my opinion, when that flame, when that light, when that love in the heart chakra, in the center of the soul, is blazing, is nourished. And when, no matter how people might judge you because they don't like your body or they don't like your face or your hair or your mind or what you look like or who you hang with or who you're dating or married to or having sex with or who you're working with or walking with or talking with or whatever, instead of feeling judged because you talk so much about your personal life and they come back and you take it as judgment, what you should do is probably work on it yourself this month. By simplifying your life, by focusing on one thing at a time until you accomplish it, and by learning to nourish and kindle that flame of God, of energy, of love inside of you. And this is the month, this is what I would call, if there was one month out of a decade that I would call self-esteem, self-love, self-nourishing, self-nurturing, self-healing the child within month, this is it. Now, we do have the option, of course, to be a bunch of babies and to walk around in a state of insecure, unstable, negative, worrisome, stressed out, angry, hostile, harassed individuals, or we can be bright little flowers and beacons of love and light and offer support and love and kindness to those around us. Now, no matter how loving you try to be, your friends and loved ones can still set you up to accidentally judge them because they're going to be bringing so many problems to you right now. You see? But you have to be real careful this month, you see, because a lot of relationships will be damaged and or end unless you're able to be able to listen without judging, because no matter what you say as a solution may come across as a judgment, right? You know, like somebody says, well, you know, my relationships aren't working because of A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And you come out and say, well, maybe it's because you are D, E, F, and L, and that's why your A, B, C, D, E don't work. And right away, you're using that you are, so right away as a solution to their A, B, C, D, E, your F, G, H, and I is a judgment. And they're like, well, now you're part of my problem now because my relationships A, B, C, D, and E are not working. You're F. You're not working either. You get my point? This Capricorn, Libra, Aries, and Cancer energy from way too many cardinal planets. Give me a break. Sun, Mercury, and Venus by Friday, right? The Moon on Thursday, that's 4. And then you got Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. That's 7 of the planets out there in cardinal signs. The freight train to hell. It can really drastically transform your life right now in a very painful manner. You see? And that is why simplification is absolutely necessary as far as trying to get people to get along with you, to cooperate with you, to compromise with you, and to be in a position where you can be overall happier. See, I take a look at my life now and I say, Farley, what can I do to simplify it more? And Farley, keep practice focusing and never stop nourishing the Holy Spirit inside of you. Never stop loving the self. Now, if you have problems and you need to seek help, then you should probably get therapy. But if you have problems and you feel strong enough to look within and meditate and pray and visualize some power inside of yourself, then the answers will come. You see, but if you're locked up in confusion and a veil of denial and cloudiness that's already been making you depressed and nervous and worried and irritable, then you're your own worst enemy. See, sometimes the answer as far as simplification is to be more logical and more realistic about what your true needs are and not what's in the comic books or what's in the cartoon section. You see what I'm saying here? I'm a little concerned with the full moon in Aries because of the world situation. Frankly, I feel at this point Saddam and Bush are kind of chicken, and I kind of feel like there's almost like some kind of major cover-up going on just to raise the oil prices and get Saudi Arabia $5 or $10 billion worth of weapons, that all these soldiers and all these people being involved and moved around, it's almost mindless or senseless. But still in all, you know, with all the craziness and ludicrousness going on, the harvest moon, you know, the full moon, which is the most powerful full moon of the year, which is happening this Thursday, it's Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and Thursday night, it peaks actually at 5.02 a.m., so if you're up in the morning, you might see it. It's fullest apogee. But it peaks at 5.02 in the morning in Aries at 11 degrees and opposes the sun in Libra at 11 degrees and T-squares Neptune in Capricorn, as we know, at 11 degrees. Yo, 11. I've been saying yo lately. So let's just hope that, you know, this week passes with no major problems or disruptions or in your life or in the world. Okay, in any of that. And let's just hope that that there'll be peace in your life and on earth. Simplification, a major way to help get rid of some karma by blessing some elements in your life that have been too difficult to maintain and letting them go. Focus, by not letting yourself become seduced or stoned by this Neptunian effect. that can distract you into too many details, things where you can have accidents and problems at this time. And nourishing and nurturing yourself and others. Sending, being able to send out and receive love are so important right now as far as feeling better about yourself. Okay?